So a large part of Europe sounds a bit like this at the moment.
Enough is enough. Between friends, between allies, we need trust, we need confidence. And I think that this confidence has been shaken.
It's French European Commissioner Michel Barnier. More pushback from European governments outraged over allegations that the U.S. has hacked, bugged, and eavesdropped on their leaders' cell phone conversations. And the political and diplomatic fallout has intensified with German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French leader François Hollande both demanding talks and a full explanation from the U.S. Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO, joins me now. Kurt, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Ambassador, is this a lot of diplomatic theater or is this a real row?
It's a lot of both. On the one hand, clearly there is an upset that is felt by the publics in Europe, and the leaders have to respond to that. And probably even at the level of saying, like, this is my cell phone, these are my communications, and I'm frustrated over that. But there's also a lot of theater involved. And every government in the world spies, every government in the world tries to collect the best information that it can so it informs its own decision making. And we all do that and we all know that. When I was in government, I assumed that people were listening to my cell phone. You take a cell phone or you take a wireless connection on a laptop, and you're assuming that this is now out in the world wide web. It's wide open out there. So I can't believe that people are really that surprised that the ability is there for people to listen in on calls.
Part of this is the kind of, you know, celebrity outrage over the paparazzi following them everywhere. I mean, this is the price you pay for being, you know, a world leader on some level, as you've suggested. But I'm wondering if there's any advantage, if there's any sort of leverage here that the Germans and the French have that they're trying to gain with this flap that, you know, relates to other missions between the U.S. and Europe.
No, I wouldn't think so. I think I view it more in a context of domestic politics. I think that when this hits the papers in Europe or the United States, it seems very shocking and very dramatic, and the publics get upset. And so leaders have to show that they're upset, too, because otherwise then, you know, they would seem to be out of touch with the public feeling in their own country. But then internally, they also know they have their own very good intelligence services. They collect all sorts of things. And in fact, we actually share with each other a lot of the information that we collect from others around the world. So everyone knows this is going on, and it's a little bit of a calculated outrage at the top in order to respond to a genuine outrage among the publics.
Calculated or not, I loved this comment from former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
A lot of foreign policy is gossip. A lot of the things that have come out, I think, are specifically damaging because of they are negotiating positions and a variety of ways that we have to go about business. And I think it has made life very difficult for Secretary Kerry.
Is that the takeaway here, Kurt Volker, that John Kerry is the one who really, you know, feeling the pain here? It really doesn't matter other than, you know, his own problems?
Well, I think we have a phase right now where people are pillorying the U.S. for having done this. And that's going to make it difficult to get anything else done. The European Union is meeting and they're talking about what can they do to display unhappiness with the U.S. as opposed to talking about what can we do together to solve, for instance, crisis in Syria. So it gets in the way of getting anything real done. I don't think it's a permanent thing, though. I mean, the real thing here is that the countries that we're talking about, the U.S., Europe, our allies there, maybe others around the world will emerge, whatever else comes out of these leaks. We're countries that basically share the same set of values. We're trying to do the same things in the world. We cooperate with each other on a number of levels. And the purposes of our gathering information are to help us do that better, to help us make the best decisions. Very, very different from countries like Iran or China or Russia that are gathering information for their purposes that are really very much at odds with our values and at odds with our interests. So I think when you get past the initial upset here, the long-term thing is that we really are on the same page with our European allies,
right,
and others, and really are trying to do the same things in the world.
And that's not going to change, although, as you say, and as someone who knows, as a former U.S. ambassador, some U.S. diplomats are going to have to listen to some nasty preambles in their talks.
Absolutely.
With world leaders. Kurt Volker, thanks so much.
You get paid for.
Kurt Volker, former U.S. ambassador to NATO.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.